Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, mouthofthemidwest.com. You can click on the listed live on the main page, mouthofthemidwest.com. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez, as we talk the world of sports. And we got a boatload to get to. Don't we say that every day? Yes. But right now, how about Minnesota? I mean, seriously, the Twins have been a remarkable story. But the reason why we're talking about Minnesota here in the open is the Timberwolves. I mean, they're not only beating, they are pounding the defending champion Denver Nuggets. And my question is, will Denver get off the mat? I mean, seriously. I mean, we saw the Dallas Stars in the NHL go 0-2 down at home at American Airlines Center in Dallas and then go to Vegas and win two, come back, go up 3-2, lose one in Vegas, and then come home for game seven on Sunday night and claim the series, and they'll line up opposite of Colorado. This just feels different. You know, it really does. This feels like just a absolute pounding by the Timberwolves, and I just think it's going to be fascinating, and I say that a lot, but I truly would put this in the fascinating category as to how Denver is going to respond here. Celtics, Cavaliers tonight, you know, Rangers, Carolina. We got a big menu tonight. We got a late game too in the NBA. I just, you know, Dallas and Oklahoma City, I think could be a thrilling series. You got the Knicks and Pacers. We're going to get into that. Caitlin Clark, you know, we call it fever pitch. You know, every time we kind of throw Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark, you know, based here in Iowa, we're not going to squander an opportunity to move the needle in terms of what you listeners want. And a lot of you people, and it's nationwide and maybe globally. She's still a very, 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 you know, relevant topic to get into. She's going to Thursday night, she'll play the Atlanta Dream. They're going to play that game at home. They moved it from Friday night to Thursday night to accommodate the Pacers, obviously, get out of the way. And then over the weekend, and then she'll make her pro debut on the road at the Mohican Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut, Mohican Casino and Arena. And we'll be there next Tuesday night, a week from tonight, the 14th. We're coming back. Dominic in tow as well here on Sports Byline Broadcast at Sports Overnight. Keep it right here. Coming right back.
It's your last chance to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop specials like 30 to 65% off fine jewelry and 30 to 40% off pajamas from Charter Club and more. Plus, find beauty and fragrance gift sets from Lancôme, Coach, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give love today at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. We're going to do something special today, Fever Pitch, Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever. Fever Pitch presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and our great folks at Innovative Wellness, too. Randy Byrne, we want to give a shout-out to this Christy Steiger and also Andrew Steiger. They're doing a great job at Innovative Wellness. And, you know, we're going to, it's the final week of our neuropathy ad. We're going to move to some other treatments and other success stories that we've had at Innovative Wellness. Not a moment too soon. Rick Tittle and the folks have some fun with that that neuropathy spot. So, yeah, there you go. All right, let's get into it. I don't know where to start, so I'll start at the beginning. How about that, right? Right? Okay, so there you go. Listen, Indiana Pacers, you know, you got to finish the deal. And this is going to come back to haunt them. It really did. And Dom and I were just talking off, you know, during break, off air. And I agree. Listen, the officiating last night was bad, but it was bad both ways. There really was. The call at the end was the identical call that we saw Iowa-UConn, the women, Rocket Mortgage, you know, first, Friday night in April. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. I can't have it both ways. I can't say, hey, great call. That benefits Iowa. They beat UConn. And then come back and say, oh, a horrible call. Indiana got screwed. You can't have it both ways. I mean, I guess you can. But, you know, this isn't Burger King. Have it your way, right? The bottom line is, that's the call you hate to see. I mean, Guy DiVincenzo, I mean, my God. And rarely do I... rarely do I agree with Van Gundy. I mean, he is a bloviator. He likes to poke at the Celtics. You know, he's got to remember his brother Jeff draws an income and a salary from the Celtics. But, you know, the Van Gundys, they're not bad guys, but he stands just annoying. He's annoying as hell to me. But anyways, he was spot on about Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, he's falling all over the place. It was, you know, I'm tired of it. And it's the big knock I have against soccer. I mean, we had a game on the weekend on Sunday, 1-0 game. I think it was Aston Villa. It just you know, you got a flop. You got a they anytime you bump into a player, they fall to the ground writhing in pain, and then 5 minutes or not even 3 minutes later, 2 minutes later, they pop up off the ground after they get the penalty shot or the infraction called. You know, then they miraculously go from writhing pain to 110%. Drives me nuts. Flopping in the NBA, flopping in basketball, is it at a pandemic, epidemic, you name it rate. It's painful. It really and truly is. And Dom's spot on. The officiating was horrible last night both ways. But you know what? Again, a tried and true axiom when it comes to basketball and sports, you can always gripe about the officiating. Umpiring, officiating, scores, timekeepers. You can always find something if you want to go down that road. I don't want to do that type of sports talk radio. I really would. I bring it up because it was relevant. But last night, Indiana gave that game away. They really did. They gave that game away. And again, were the officials complicit? And do they get an assist? Sure they do. But the bottom line is, you can start right there with the idea that the Pacers had a golden opportunity to steal that game last night. And here's where I'll go with you. And he's part of that 2018 draft class that Dom and I, again, were talking about off air. Brunson is just, it's just unbelievable. I don't even know who to compare him to. I really don't. I'm open to suggestions. I really am. I don't know who to compare Jalen Brunson. I mean, his dad, I covered his dad when he was playing in the Atlantic 10 with Temple for John Chaney against UMass. We'd see him twice a year. Rick Brunson was a very thick, meaty, left-handed player, just a grinder, not a bad shooter, a very nice player in a pro, but nothing like his offspring. This kid is just phenomenal. I mean, he puts up 40, and he looks like he barely breaks a sweat. He can shoot, obviously, from the perimeter. He's got a dastardly jab step and first move. He blows by people. And the only other player that I knowingly see do it, and there's others, I'm sure, but Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown with the Celtics is the same way. And he'll be on display tonight as the Celtics open that Eastern Conference semifinal round series at home, TD Bank Garden in Boston, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, all right, so we get that out of the way. They let one get away. Halliburton is a great player. Siakam was a great pickup. Boy, does he go to the rack hard. Rick Carlisle could flat-out coach. That's an elite NBA coach. I'm probably leaning now. Knicks, I think I put it up on the blog, mouthofthemidwest.com. Knicks in seven. Yeah, six or seven. I think the Knicks will find a way. I do. They're the better team. But there's little seams, and there's more than little chunks of execution where Indiana looks almost unstoppable. And Halliburton is usually in the eye of that offensive storm by the Pacers, for the most part. So there's that. All right, let's go to Minnesota. I mean, this was just a good old-fashioned beatdown, right? I mean, this was a absolute drilling. And, Jamal Murray, he's staring down the barrel of a huge fine. If it wasn't the playoffs, he'd get a suspension. They look lost. I mean, the Joker last night, I mean, what was he, held to 16? I mean, this guy falls out of bed and scores 25. And for him to be held like that is just crazy. Denver looks so listless. Malone, he's halfway out on the court. He should have been tossed against the playoffs. Now they're 0-2 down. And I'll tell you right now, Ball Arena was anything but a home court. They just got drilled. They really did. And now they're going to Target Center with a absolute, no pun intended, target bullseye on their back. Listen, we may see something we've never seen in a long, long time, and that's a defending champion of that ilk getting swept in the semis of the Western Conference. I mean, they might get swept because Edwards is playing crazy. The Big Cat, I mean, they combined for 54, each of them with 27 last night. Naz Reid is giving them something. Conley is a steadying force. They are rebounding, defending, executing. I mean, little, if anything, is Minnesota doing wrong right now. They're just not. They're just executing beautifully. And this is a team right now that is sending a resoundingly clear message to the rest of the league that they're going to be – if you're going to take Minnesota out, you're going to work for it. And Denver now is in a huge hole. I don't think they get out of this hole. I really don't. And I'll be interested. You know what I'd be interested to see? I want to see Denver come back and at least win two games in this series. Not just one. They got to win two. And even if they get beat 4-2 and flame out here in the semis of the Western Conference, at least they go down swinging with the heart of the champion. But I'll tell you, I'll be surprised. I'd like to see it, but that's the little, you know, that's kind of like the booby prize. If they can win two in this series, even if they go down 3-0 and then come back, you know, get one at Target, come home, win one, and then go back and lose that series in Minnesota, if they lose 4-2 after this disastrous start, I won't give them a gold star, but I won't give them a black heart either. So that'll be interesting to see. And of course, you got the ownership situation in there too. You know, people don't realize this. Amid the backdrop of the T-Wolves with all this success, you got a major lawsuit coming involving, you got Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lowry, who thought they bought the team in good faith. I don't know the particulars. I mean, you read different blogs, you hear different podcasts, you hear both sides, you know, there's two sides to every story, blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is, Glenn Taylor, I mean, he's dumb like a fox. He found a little bit of language and weaseled his way out of an agreement, it looks like, and had the, you know, whatever, sold the team for $2 billion, whatever, and realizes it's worth now probably $4 or $5 billion, and heaven forbid they win an NBA title. I mean, Glenn Taylor is just totally took. You want to talk about a beatdown? He took A-Rod and Mark Lowry to the woodshed on this deal. And it is such a shame, right? All right, we're coming back here. Caitlin Clark. Creepy Greg Doyle. And I can tell you, tied to Greg Doyle, the columnist for the Indianapolis Star, for Gannett, which will warm your heart. But his exchange with Caitlin was weird. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, I want to tell you about American Premium Vodka. Again, enjoy and drink responsibly American Premium Vodka as we talk the world of sports here. Gus Scott, Randy Byrne, just a great group of people. Terry Cook, you're going to hear those names. American Premium Vodka. Hy-Vee, their liquor stores and the grocery stores across the way, proud suppliers of American Premium Vodka. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle, no matter where you go, including Hy-Vee recently expanding into 22 stores in Indiana. Now, a little sports marketing here. Hy-Vee based, started in Sheraton, Iowa, based in West Des Moines, several states. I mean, I know Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and now Indiana. I'm sure some, I don't know about Wisconsin. I should know this, by the way. Bad job out of me. However, they use Kelce Mahomes as their spokesperson, Caitlin Clark. Who do you think they're going to use now that they acquire 22 grocery stores over in Indiana? I'll guarantee you it's going to be Miss Caitlin Clark. We're going to talk about her. You know, just in pursuit to the word has come down, Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle, who has made a living I think stirring the drink. I mean, you know, stirring the pot. No question about it. Charlotte Observer, worked in Miami for a while. He was on CBS Sports Radio. We had him in the Midwest. When he got to Indianapolis, we used him on our local and our regional and our national rollouts. He's always been a friend. And I had a sister who just 9 years ago Saturday passed away. And Greg Doyle, through myself and my brother-in-law, Jim Barakevich, in Greenwood, Indiana, Greg Doyle showed up, met my sister, saw her fight a courageous battle with ALS, and wrote a beautiful piece. My sister's name was Maureen Barakevich, and wrote a beautiful piece in the Indianapolis Star about her life and her struggles battling ALS, and showed up at the funeral. He's a friend of the family. And so, you know, of course, I ran into some huge trouble in my life. And, you know, Greg's just always been, I don't know, just been a decent guy. And I hate to see anybody get suspended. And he probably came very close to losing his job with a very awkward exchange with Caitlin Clark with the gesture for a heart, which is, you know, I love you. And it's just... And he did it at a press conference. It drew a lot of laughter, but it didn't really make the suits at Gannett, the parent company in Northern Virginia, on the cusp of the nation's capital, owners of USA Today and literally hundreds of newspapers, and just an awkward situation. So they came out with the suspension, and it's season long. He can write about the Indiana Fever. He can write about Caitlin Clark, but he's going to do it from the confines of his home. He's not going to be assigned to any games. Home games will not be allowed in the arena and will not be allowed to. I don't think he can even buy a ticket. Wow, it's just a weird situation. So, Fever pitch. We talk Indiana Fever here. We're going to be covering games a week from tonight. In fact, a week from yesterday, Monday into Tuesday, Tuesday into Wednesday next week, we will be in the state of Connecticut on the road with the Indiana Fever as they open their season, regular season, against the Connecticut Sun next Tuesday. And then that Saturday afternoon, we'll be in Brooklyn, New York for the Indiana Fever and the New York Liberty. I'm looking forward to both, but that one in Brooklyn, New York is going to be huge. And Dom's a great contributor to the program. He'll be with us, of course, next Monday and Tuesday. He doesn't work Saturdays. That'll be Bailey Peck. But Dom, I got to get your reaction. Now, this was almost a month ago, right? The weird exchange between Greg Doyle and Caitlin Clark. Let's hear your take Sounds like a season-long suspension. Is that a little too hard on Doyle, or where do you go with that? Let's hear.
I think it's not enough. It's
wow.
Beyond creepy. Now I don't know the guy, so I don't know what he's like outside of this interaction, but everything about it was super uncomfortable. The fact that he just for starters tried to do the hand gesture that she does with her family is weird. Okay, he could have asked her about it, how it got started, whatever it is, and then to double down on the weirdness and be like, well, if you do it, we'll get along just fine. It comes off as, and mind the age gap too, but it comes off really creepy and almost threatening. Like, hey, if you don't do this with me, I'm gonna try to railroad your career. I'm willing to hear out both sides of an argument under most circumstances, where even if I don't agree with it, like, you're wrong, but I'll hear you out on it. I'm not going to hear anybody out on this one saying he meant well by it. There was nothing wrong with the exchange. It was uncomfortable to watch, and I can only imagine what it would have been like being in that room and being Caitlin Clark. That's creepy.
Yeah, I agree, Dom. And it does have a more than a sliver of dirty old man to it. It just seemed very awkward. I went back and listened to it. The laughter in the room, in the press conference sounded at least to me, and I'm not going to sit here and go forensic on the laughter tone, but it seemed a little bit edgy. The laughter was a little uncomfortable, almost an uncomfortable laugh, like just a way to be dismissive. It is weird, and I agree. And I tried to put myself in the context, if I'm in that room and another reporter does that, I would probably be like, dude, I mean, it's weird. And you bring up a huge factor. There. First of all, it's player, reporter, and there's an age gap there. And it's just inappropriate, the whole thing. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe, He could have been relieved of his job, quite frankly. I think that's grounds for dismissal. It was weird. And listen, in this day and age, I'm sorry. When stuff like that goes viral, Gannett's in business to make money. They have employees. Families have daughters. It was just uncomfortable. And we could sit there and talk about this until the cows come home. But it was a very awkward situation. I have nothing to compare it to. I really don't. Can you think of anything remotely close to that? I mean, there was an incident many moons ago with Zeke Mowat in the Patriots locker room, and there's been some exchanges with females being in the locker room. But I can never remember anything close to this, Dom. Can you? I really don't. I can't even think of one.
I can't remember specifics, but and I forget the player, but there was a really uncomfortable exchange on a sideline with Aaron Andrews and a player. Aaron Andrews' fault. It was 100% on the player. But yeah, there's definitely a hard line when it comes to player and media that neither side should cross. If you want to, shoot your shot with Aaron Andrews or Caitlin Clark or whatever, during press conferences and during a live hit during a game, not the time to do it at all.
You just brought up one, and you're right. I don't remember who it was with Aaron Andrews, but the one that will go down in history now that you just conjured up poked my memory. How about Joe Namath with Susie Colbert on Monday Night Football? A clearly inebriated Joe Namath and Susie Colbert. It was and he leaned over and said, "I just want to kiss you." I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, it's like millions of YouTube hits. Social media back then isn't what it was now, but it was extremely uncomfortable. But, you know, listen, now that I think about it, we put it and contextualize it here a little bit. Maybe the punishment is appropriate. Not only that, I don't think, and you made another good point, it almost was a veiled threat. Either you send me the heart, you reciprocate with the heart gesture, or we won't get along. That's just weird. I'm sorry. That is absolutely weird. All right. We'll come back. I got a few things to talk about here. And then I want to talk about Caitlin Clark's marketing, her collectibles, autographs. She is a sensation. She signs a lot. What does that do? We're going to get into that. It's a huge topic, Dom, very well versed on it. I have ventured into it a little bit, sticking my toe in the water. It's been fun to follow it. It's not an investment type of thing. It's more of just to memorialize the run that her career had here at our home base in Iowa has been unbelievable. The ride through this season, last year, I don't know, I was a Johnny come lately. I paid attention, but not like this year. This year, it was hard to escape it. It became all consuming. And everywhere you went, the endorsements, everywhere you went, the game watches, everywhere you went, people scrambling to get inside Carver Hawkeye, going on ungodly road trips that we had never seen before. And this year, it just slammed into high gear. And then the run through the Big Ten tournament, the run through the NCAA tournament, back-to-back national championship losses in the title game, tough pill to swallow, but amazing heights. And where has the program, where has it left the Iowa program? Where has it left the Big Ten Conference? You know what? There's some great players out there. There is a ton of great players out there. And I'm not saying there's the next Caitlin Clark right around the corner, but we've been down this road before. You know, Tarazi, Catchings, Don would be Sue Bird. I mean, we could go on and on and on. You know, this player will never be, you know, unrivaled. Well, guess what? That's a tough statement to back up when you say some player is unrivaled. All right, we're coming back. The business of sports as we roll along here. Tuesday into a Wednesday, we'll preview the action tonight across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline.
You cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing. Until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We're doing the business of sports, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy, as you heard there, responsibly. Really, enjoy it responsibly. Do not drink and drive. Enjoy it for the big games, if you're watching NBA, NHL, whatever it might be. All right, let's get Dom back into the fold. Dom, we talk a lot of Caitlin Clark, but there's other collectible items that we like to talk about from time to time. She signs a lot. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I see the good thing is a lot of little kids are running around with Caitlin Clark signed jerseys. I've around her a lot. Never saw her turn a kid down in Cleveland. There was a line as far as you could see. I mean, it's a little embellishment, but there was a lot of people standing there, and man, she handled it well. I was so surprised, so stunned. She handled it so well. So she signs a lot. Is that a quote-unquote good sign or a bad sign? Let's hear.
I'll disagree and say she doesn't sign a lot. She might sign a lot for kids, but in terms of the market out there, there's not a ton of Caitlin Clark stuff. And now, yes, there are going to be the unscrupulous who use their kid to get a Caitlin Clark autograph that they can throw up on eBay or whatever. There's not a ton out there, though. She's with Panini, so she's got autographed cards that come out in product. Now that I think about it, I don't know if she's with Panini, because the Caitlin Clark autograph cards that I can think of are actually Topps products and Fanatics, who are kind of taking over everything. But we'll see. We'll see if she signs for WNBA Prism when it comes out later this year. But I know that there are some Bowman cards with Caitlin Clark's autographs. I want to say she is going to have a deal with Panini for memorabilia, so you can go onto Panini's website and get signed photos and basketballs and whatnot. But as of right now, there's not a huge market of Caitlin Clark stuff, and I think because of that, it drives the price up, because she's a top 10 most wanted athlete right now.
Okay, so can we compartmentalize this? I want to talk about the cards. Panini, Topps, Bowman, whomever. What should a neophyte like myself, or some late to the game collector, or young kids coming up to the pike, what kind of opportunities out there are out there, and how do you go about it without spending a fortune? Or you just have to go in and do you buy boxes? Can you buy the whole WNBA roster of the whole league? I mean, there's 12 teams with 12 to 15 players. Can you approach it that way? Tell me about the WNBA card situation.
All right. So for Caitlin Clark, because she just became a pro. She other than the Panini Instant cards that came out on draft night, she doesn't have WNBA autographs. So right now you're going to have to go for one of the Bowman products, either Bowman Basketball University from last year, which is going to have her first Bowman, which as of right now, probably going to be her most valuable card signed, obviously, if you just pull a regular base card and a couple bucks worth of a card. You've got Bowman's Best that's come out, and I've seen some nice autographs out of that also. But for Panini, obviously, once Prism Basketball comes out, that'll be the big chase. Her cards are not cheap, Marty. If you want an autograph of Caitlin Clark, or a very low-numbered card, say a gold out of 50 or something like that, it will put a dent in your wallet. And I'll say there are a lot of opportunities to pull autographs if you want to go the route of buying a box to chase it. But if you don't get lucky in that one box and you buy a second box, you're getting to the price point where you might have been just better off buying the card that you wanted itself. And that's always the case with trading cards, whether it's Pokemon, Magic, or sports cards, whatever card you might be collecting. Unless you get lucky, it's not as fun, obviously, buying the singular card that you want versus pulling it out of a pack of cards. But you're better off just buying singles.
So where do you go buy WNBA cards right now? Target? Do you go to Walmart? Do you go online? Where do you buy them?
Okay, so once the product comes out, you can't get them right now because the new season product is not out yet, but Target and Walmart, retailers like that, will have the smaller boxes that have less cards in it, less opportunities for the great cards, essentially. Those are going to run you $20 to $30. Those are going to be the cheapest kind of entry level into the cards. And then you can go the hobby shop route, where if you've got a local card store, they'll have what they call hobby boxes. And those are going to be the boxes that you're going to have guaranteed autographs in it, more opportunities to pull color and numbered cards. And there are going to be cards that are in that hobby, which is more expensive than the stuff at Target and Walmart. But there's going to be stuff that's exclusive to those boxes. I don't know what it's going to be like for next year, but I know the price is going to go up. There's no reason it's not going to go up when you've got Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Cameron Brink, Rekia Jackson. When you've got a bunch of people that fans want, the price is going to go up. But typically, in the past, over the last few years, I want to say 2020 was the first year that they did it, you could get a hobby box of WNBA Prism cards for about $100 to $150 bucks, depending on what the shop was selling it for. So if you think about it, you were better off buying a box of that versus three or four boxes from Target, because you're guaranteeing the two autographs. You're guaranteeing more numbered cards. And I've pulled some nice cards out of hobby boxes, and I love ripping the WNBA product. It's cheaper than the men's product. I'm into the sport. You get a lot of color, a lot of numbered autographs. But I'm afraid of what the price is going to be when it rolls out later this year.
All right. I'll get back to that in a minute. What about NBA? Let's go to the NBA card. Say, I mean, can you go buy the whole league? Can you buy the whole league set?
So I'll say that there are some products that have a complete set where every card, you get one of every card that of every player that gets made. Obviously, because it's in flux and some guys are two-way guys that aren't on guaranteed contracts, you're not going to be able to get a full set of every single player, but every card that is produced for that product, there are complete sets out there. Typically, those aren't worth a ton. That's kind of the way the hobby has shifted from, you know, the 80s and the 90s, where completing sets was the thing to do. Not as many people are doing that, and they're really just looking for the players that they like or guys that they can flip, like a Chet Holmgren, a Victor Wembanyama, Anthony Edwards, guys like that.
Interesting. All right. So our NBA packs, are there autographs? Is there a Jaylen Brown autograph somewhere? Is there a Jalen Brunson? Is there a Tatum? Is there a LeBron? Is there Wembanyama, Edwards? Are there autograph cards in these NBA sets or no?
In the full sets, typically not, because those are kind of entry level, and it's not a randomness to it. It's you're getting one of every card. I don't buy those, so I can't give you a firm answer if you can or can't pull an autograph. When it comes to LeBron, good luck pulling a LeBron autograph. You're going to have to go back to Upper Deck stuff from the 2000s. He hasn't signed a lot. I've seen Jaylen Brown autographs. I've seen a lot of Jason Tatum autographs. Those all definitely exist. There's a million different products out there that you can get. I'm sure you're going to find, you know, high-end stuff like National Treasures and Flawless Basketball. If you want an autograph of those, it's going to be on card. It's going to be super expensive. And then I'm sure you can go find a product like Panini Revolution or Panini Recon, and those are going to be sticker autographs where the player signed a sticker, they put the sticker on the card, and it'll be a much cheaper entry point for starting to collect a player that you want to collect singularly.
All right. I want to ask one more question, and then I want to get back to Caitlin Clark to finish up. So here's where I want to go with you. The whole collectibles industry, Dom, you can't play, in my opinion, I've been told, I now have formed an opinion based on what I've been told, you can't play checkbook collectibles. You just can't. If you're a gazillionaire, you can buy everything in sight. Okay, maybe you can do that. But realistically, what's the best approach? Do you have to establish a goal? Do you want to do it for enjoyment? Do you want to do it for investment? And then you purchase accordingly? Or is it just, I don't know, there's no one singular way to approach it, obviously. Maybe I'll pick your brain. How do you approach collectibles, if you don't mind my asking? And what do you you recommend to people out there?
Yeah, so I think the best piece of advice is figure out what you want to do. Are you looking to just flip cards? Are you trying to turn it into a business? If that's the case, you might be better off buying singles of guys that are and women that you think the cards will appreciate in value over time. So I think of, you know, I bought some Shohei Ohtani cards when he was hurt in 2019. If I were to sell them now, I'd make a lot of money on it because I bought them during a dip. Things like that happen. For the person who is new to collecting, I'll say collect what you like. If you like basketball cards, rip open some basketball cards. It's a fun thing. For me, it's a nostalgia thing. I remember going to the local shops with my dad when I was a kid 20-plus years ago, and I bought a lot of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Did my dad know what was going on? No, but we had fun ripping them because he wasn't into that. But I also, I remember after he passed that I found some, you know, 1992 Upper Deck complete factory sets that he had. So it's all about what you collect. Don't overdo it. If you're in it for the fun of opening packs and there's a very slim chance you pull a great card and you're all about that, then great. If you want to PC, which just means personally collect a certain player, go do that. If you are a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander fan and you don't really care about the rest of the NBA, but you love Shea, just go buy some Shea cards. Don't go chasing trying to get a nice Shea card. Just save up and do it. And at the end of the day, ripping packs is a lot like gambling. You're spending $150+ on a chance of something good. So I'll just say be responsible with how you spend your money and buy what you like. I love Marvel cards. I like buying a product from Leaf called Pop Century. It's got a lot of celebrity autographs in it. I don't buy a ton of cards, but when I do, it's something that I like.
That's interesting. All right, one more, Caitlin Clark, I'll let you go. And that is, all right, once the WNBA cards come out, will there be an autographed Caitlin Clark card in your opinion? And if so, if you draw one of these, if you rip one of those packs open and find it, what are you staring down the barrel of? Is it going to be like just needle in a haystack and just be an absolute home run purchase? Tell me.
So admittedly, I don't know. The way that things have been the last couple of years, especially with NIL, players are signing exclusive contracts with autograph companies. So, for example, CJ Stroud in the Panini Prism football cards does not have autographs. There are no Panini Prism, no Panini rookie autographs of CJ Stroud because he has a deal with Topps and Fanatics. Victor Wembanyama, the exact same thing. So I don't know if Caitlin Clark is contracted with Fanatics, Topps, Panini for cards. I'm not sure what that is. If she has autographs in Prism, I'll say the autographs are going to go for starting price for an autograph. Base card, not numbered, just an autograph. I'll say it's going to start at about $300.
Wow. Interesting. I'll tell you what, we get more reaction when we do the collectible conversation here. It's amazing how many people, and I'm into it a little bit, not crazy, but putting my toe in the water, having a little fun with it, including an Iowa Hawkeye black and silver school Hawkeye flag signed with a silver Sharpie by Miss Caitlin Clark. And that will not be for sale. That'll be framed. Coming back on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, what are we screaming and screaming about the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday? It is simple. About the NBA and the NHL tonight, right? WNBA's got a couple of preseason games, Liberty and Sky, and Cardoso out, I think a month, maybe even longer. Saw that today. Phoenix, Mercury, Storm. But really, tonight, NBA and puck. Cavaliers, Celtics. Look, Boston, that should be a garden party, and the Cavaliers will not get a red carpet treatment there. Mavericks, Thunder. You know what? This one here, if and then we got double dip in the hockey. We got Hurricanes, Rangers, Avalanche, Stars late. And let me give you the TV on those. I believe we got TNT, don't we? Or is it ESPN? No, we got ESPN with Rangers, Carolina. Lanch and Stars will be late game on ESPN. There you go. And, of course, then their local affiliations. Cavaliers, Celtics, that'll be right, the TNT crew tonight. So that'll be excellent. True TV and TNT. So there you go. Where do I leave you with this? I think that Dallas Oklahoma City game one is going to be riveting. And you know what? We may get Oklahoma City doing to Dallas what Minnesota's doing to Denver. I'm telling you, these two teams. And I'll sign right now. I will sign for Minnesota Oklahoma City. I understand, you know, everybody thought, hey, we're going to get, you know, the Joker and Doncic are going to play, and not so fast. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. It could, obviously. You're not done until you lose four. But Denver just squandered two on their home hardwood at Ball Arena. Two. Not one. They got thumped twice. Not just beaten, they were thumped. Now they're going to go to Target Center with the proverbial bullseye on their back. We shall see. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work. We got a busy Wednesday into a Thursday tomorrow. Boston looms, Connecticut looms. We're going to be there for Caitlin's debut in Connecticut, or WNBA debut, and then New York. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.